This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, Sacred Fire of Liberty is on. Jonathan E. Mord is with me, and of course, front and center. I bring up the fact that you're a dad and I'm a dad, and I look at what happened yesterday with the disastrous another school shooting. Can't imagine what the parents are going through, but I do feel for them, and emotionally, you know, can kind of sense what it would be to lose a child or be in that situation. But let's get beyond, if it's possible, Jonathan, emotions in relation to what would be a proper response or a proper prevention, because holistically I'm always thinking about that instead of chasing the symptoms.
Well, this is a horrible, horrible tragedy, and it's one of 18 this year so far, I believe. Some 18 school shootings have taken place across the country. We seem to have somewhat of an epidemic of these things, and that's an onslaught that is a grave threat to all schools. And it seems to me that when you have a serious threat that involves violence in a school, you've got to do whatever is necessary to ensure that if that threat exposes itself in your school, it'll be eliminated as soon as possible. I mean, we have in the Florida school, we have an assistant football coach who is also the security guard. He's a very brave man. As soon as he heard that there was suspected there was gunfire, he rose to the occasion, ran to the shooter, and stood between the shooter and students and saved many lives by sacrificing his own. Now, just imagine if they had armed that security guard, he could have taken out this shooter and saved perhaps a lot more lives and maybe even saved his own life. But because he wasn't armed and because they had to depend upon the police to come and take out the shooter, which in the end they didn't kill him, they just arrested him a mile away from the shooting. You know, that's a real tragedy. We lost 17 lives. Precious lives were lost because we did not end the shooting at the earliest possible moment. In these situations, I suppose you can't ultimately prevent kids from, or others from, attacking a school, just as you couldn't ultimately prevent them from attacking anywhere. But a citizenry, and in particular school administration that trains its teachers to handle a situation like this seriously, because the threat now must be viewed as one that is present across the United States, is doing the right thing. And the only way to do that successfully is to arm teachers, train them how to use these weapons. Doesn't mean you have to give an arm to every single teacher. You have to determine the prudence of doing so, and perhaps you'll assign a subset of them the role of this extra security. But they need to avail themselves of a weapon in a very short period of time, within seconds, to combat someone who means to create mass bloodshed. Remember years ago in the Quaker school, how they, it was murder of all the kids in the Quaker school, and they would not, under their religion, raise any defense to the shooting. That shows you the extent to which people are lambs, to the slaughter. We have to defend these children. We can't have kids going to school operating under a sense of trepidation and fear that they can't defend themselves and there's a potential for someone who just comes in. The whole idea of disarming is ridiculous because these kids who are breaking law to commit mass murder are obviously not going to be dissuaded. Yeah. They're going to be encouraged if they believe that they're... this kid was a former student at the school. He understood that their people weren't armed. He might not have even attempted it if it was a policy at that school to arm the faculty and enable them to shoot an intruder. He might not have gone there.
Jonathan, I look at the right to self-defense as a right given to us by our Creator, by God. And for those that are emotional, we understand emotionality in a situation like this. But to abandon all logic in terms of an effective prevention for future scenarios, like you mentioned, I'm thinking in terms of I want, as a dad with the kids in school, I want to be sure there's an armed defense capable at any given school now because of the risks that are very real. We'll get into some of those risks, but the idea that we must abandon our right to self-defense, well, granted, our children are not going to go to school armed typically. Back in the 1950s, of course, there were shooting clubs on school, and they brought their guns to school, and it was a different time and era. Things were we can go into why that has changed. But the reality today, as you mentioned, that coach, that guard, unarmed, only had his body to throw against the bullets to protect, and of course he lost his life because of that. This idea that we must all abandon arms because of this event is not logical, it is not rational, it's purely emotional, and of course many on the political left are operating just from pure emotion on this subject. I don't say that they don't really care about kids, that's not my point, but the reality is if we're going to prevent future issues like this, you brought it up already so well, if that kid who knew that school very well knew that there was armed response to an armed incursion, would he have as likely been to go and do that attack, considering that he didn't take his own life, which sometimes happens after these events, and he was caught alive? He was obviously not wanting to die based on that alone. And there are other things I want to discuss. But again, think about the right to self-defense, Jonathan. Should we ever give that up?
No. And the whole, aside from a common sense standpoint, remember, kids are there not because they have the option of not being there. They must be in school. The truancy laws compel them to attend school. There's a special duty that arises when everyone must be there by a draft, by a compulsion.
Right.
And that special duty is that you must rise to the occasion and exercise whatever defense is necessary to ensure the safety of those kids. And failure to do so is gross negligence. In fact, in light of the number of these things, a school district's failure to undertake a defensive program that will be effective in light of the threat is grossly negligent and is actually contributing to homicide by virtue of the fact that they have created an environment of disarmament in the presence of a threat posed by those who are armed. And that can't be. Because of that special role, because of the truancy laws and the compulsion to be in public school until they graduate from high school, they have a duty to protect those kids. And whatever it takes to do it, they have to do it. The position of having schools with faculty in it who encourage people not to do this and psychiatrists at the school who work with kids who are troubled, that's not working, and it won't work. The solution to the problem is to make ironclad clear that if you're going to open magazine, fire out bullets at people at a school, or take a knife or whatever, and you're going to take lives of kids who are at school, you can expect a prompt and immediate response that will be lethal. If you pose lethal force, you'll get lethal force back. Look, we give more protection to people going to a football game, you know, an NFL football game than we are giving to kids in these schools.
Yeah. Well, this is more reason why homeschooling should be, you know, high on the list if you're able to do that, keeping them out of that environment where the government, in this case, has abjectly failed in their duty based on, as you talk about, like a conscription, you know, mandatory participation in something where you would expect some reasonable protection or defense. And the idea that, well, this is a gun-free zone, it invites those who would know that they could do so attack without consequence, at least initially, until the so-called authorities from government, police come and get the situation, try to get it under control. But by then, it's far too late. And, I think going back on the history of these school shootings, correct me if I'm wrong, Jonathan, I didn't look at this, but I've heard that no private schools have been attacked in this way thus far. They have more of an engagement and investment to say, you know what, we're going to have armed defense, perhaps, than the public schools. There's got to be some correction made here.
Well, notice in the case of private schools that in the first instance people are making an election to go there. In the second instance, they're paying money to go there. In the third instance, there's a close relationship ordinarily between teachers and kids, and there's a better teacher-student ratio. Also, there tends to be substantially greater discipline. So you've got the contrast between public and private schools, which may account for, in part, an environment that is conducive, more conducive to violence in the public schools. Also, the sheer numbers of kids in public schools are so much higher than in the private schools that it makes for a better environment if you're a sick mind interested in a mass killing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of signals coming from this kid. You know, there was an FBI warning to the FBI about him and so on. But in the end, whether someone vocalizes enough of their intentions to be picked up,
mm-hmm.
and in that case, all that could happen is an interview, essentially.
Yes.
They'd be able to go and see him and ask him questions. They wouldn't be able to arrest him. They wouldn't even be able to take away a weapon unless it was illegally held.
Yeah.
In the end, the only sure solution to a problem like this is to enable the school itself to defend itself in a very short period of time. I mean, seconds are what we're talking about, and that's just
you have
there
to
is,
be on
unless
site.
And yeah. Unless you have police inside the school, it's not going to work. And even then, unless there's a policeman in every classroom,
mm-hmm.
it's unlikely to have the effect of saving everybody. I mean, these school shootings, we have to be sober in our view of this. This is happening. This is happening all over the United States. We got 18 so far this year, and we're in February. Now, if we're going to be rational about dealing with this, we're going to have to arm our faculty at the schools, train them and arm them.
Let's continue this rational discussion after the break. We'll be back with Jonathan Emord after this. Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with Jonathan Ebor, discussion of, again, from a dad perspective. Also, we talk from a constitutional perspective, reminding folks, go on, talking about rationality, using logic. The founding fathers wrote the first 10 amendments, basically, you know, as we talk about the framers of the Constitution, for a very specific reason, not to grant the people rights, but to limit the violation of those rights by future government. And we've lost sight of that if we emotionally respond to say, my gosh, we've got to give up rights in order to protect ourselves, when the very reality of this, had there been on site somebody trained in firearms and accurately able and capable to use it, you might have been able to stop this within seconds. Again, this is I don't mean to speculate on this, but I mean reality. A bad person with a gun doesn't want to see a good person with a gun. And
look, they say, oh well, you know, we can't have this in our schools, and because maybe someone will commit an accident of some sort, or maybe one of the teachers will not be use good judgment. Well, look, at all the airports in the United States through which an enormous number of Americans pass, there are now armed police presence. And at virtually every major event, whether it's an inauguration or a football game or any other event where a large number of people assemble, whether it's, you know, New Year's Eve party in New York City, there are heavily armed officers present. And the reality is that this type of threat is now at our schools. So either you put an armed contingent in the school, or, which is the cost is astronomical to put in police, a special force for every single school in the United States that the public would bear. Far better to just take faculty, train them, help them be safe, and enable them to understand that when confronted with lethal force, they can use the weapon to arrest the threat. And train them to be accurate, and you know the principals and the faculty committees can choose the right people. Here we had a fellow in, you know, this Aaron, I think you say it's Feis, I'm not sure exactly, F-E-I-S, who is a brave, brave man, this assistant football coach. He was incredibly brave. He ran to the fire, and he stood in front of those students and took those bullets so they could get out. And he sacrificed his life. What a brave man. And what a tremendous contribution he made. There probably would have been far greater numbers of kids who died than the 17. But 17 is unacceptable. One is unacceptable. If the teachers were armed and this kid came by and he shot through into a classroom, they'd be able to get the kids, shoot at the intruder, delay him, and others could take him out. And that's what we need. There's not enough time to wait for the police to come. They'll come minutes, if not tens of minutes later. And then they have no situational awareness in the panic of the moment. People who are confronting it at the time have that situational awareness, but it can't be translated to the police. So they enter into the building. They try to determine where the shooter is. They try to determine where the victims are. And they go about classroom by classroom looking for them, and then 30 minutes to an hour later, they may subdue the perpetrator, but in the interim, all this mayhem is taking place. Yes. That's unacceptable. That is not a solution to this problem.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Nor is this... Sorry.
I apologize. We got about a minute in this segment. This discussion is so important to have. Again, using logic, rationality, etc. And I also want to explore the concept, again, as a homeopath, as a natural healer, and what I've read in the scientific literature, including the works of Harris Coulter, about the violence perpetrated on children, innocent babies, through vaccination, the heavy metals that they're exposed to, introduced, how that impacts behavior, how nutritional deficiencies impact behavior, how antibiotics disrupt microbiome, the gut-brain connection. These are also discussions we should have. Instead, unfortunately, half of the population politically charged on the political left, they're not addressing those issues that also contribute to this reality, in addition to what we're discussing about how do you accurately or actually defend these children in a very vulnerable population, in a very vulnerable situation.
Yes.
So with that, we're going to take a break. Jonathan E. Mord, my guest host, co-host every week at this time. It's the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. You can find him by going to Emord, EMORD.com. Lots more to go. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal single replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go, Jonathan. We've got to go deeper into this subject matter. And again, I always appreciate your calm, rational demeanor, even though it's intense. Again, I feel the dad energy coming from you as well, looking at these kids who have been so harmed and taken out of life itself, much less the hero adult in this context. I don't know what we can do to stop it ultimately. We live on a violent planet. There's always going to be violence. We don't talk utopia. We recognize there are threats to life, but we also want to defend and have the capacity to defend those most innocent and, of course, ourselves as well. But what of those innocents that were corrupted? What of this child base? I mean, he's an adult, I think 19 years of age, the perpetrator here. He was reportedly, now we're hearing, under psychiatric care of some kind, perhaps even on psychiatric medication, and just about every one of those shootings that we've covered over the years, from Columbine forward and even prior, there's evidence of psychiatric drug involvement, allopathic medicine playing a role in corrupting the behavior of people that may or may not have so-called brain chemical imbalances, because I've discussed over the years many times, there is no scientific validity for the brain chemistry argument for putting people on, for instance, SSRI drugs or Ritalin. So there are problems there with these behaviors manifesting in maybe they're troubled kids, but they tend not to do these things until they're on these medications.
Well, I don't want to give the impression that we would think that there's any reason to excuse behavior like this, such that this person who committed this heinous atrocity would not be required to suffer capital punishment for his acts as a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But I do agree with you that the FDA has approved psychiatric drugs that have an admitted profile. At first they suppressed it, but Dr. Mosholder, they suppressed his evidence within the FDA, a medical reviewer, who had found in post-market review of antidepressant medication that it actually increased thoughts of suicide and violent behavior, which
right.
led the nation of Britain to ban it for use in children. And in the United States, we kept using it and still available, and the worst situation they had was a black box warning, which is totally ineffectual because it's being given out like candy by a lot of psychiatrists around the country. So the question becomes, there's some indication this guy was on medication. A close relative said he was on medication. What is that medication? Does it have, as one of its side effects, this suicidality or increased violence propensity? And if so, that's an important factor to understand, because we are doping kids with this stuff from Ritalin, onto any number of psychoactive, antipsychotic, antidepressant medications, and the consequences are necessarily going to reveal themselves. And one way to address this issue that's important is to get these doggone medications that are worse than doing nothing at all out of the marketplace. And, you know, we may not understand, and we don't understand human psychology with any degree of sufficiency to justify most psychiatric diagnoses and certainly psychiatric medications, prescriptions. But we do know that these things can increase risk of suicide and violence. Knowing that, why don't we get rid of these things, as Britain did, in our youth? Why are we doping kids with greater frequency?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goodness, the amount of kids that are being given this junk and being declared to have ADHD or ADD is extraordinary. There has to be a better way. And I think that the solution lies in getting rid of a lot of this stuff and working with people differently. I mean, do we have only one idea that if you have some sort of psychological malady, it's because of a quote-unquote chemical imbalance? Well, they don't even use that language anymore. It's so wrought with inadequate scientific proof to support the conclusion that it had to be abandoned. Now
yes.
they still, I mean, the field of psychiatry is really a pseudoscience. Most of what is a part of the field of psychiatry is based upon suppositions that have not been capable of being proven to true,
so
even by a preponderance of the evidence.
Jonathan, you're so accurate there. We've covered this for so many years, yet it's still happening. And even, you know, with the preponderance of a flu every year. In 2008, Japan banned the use of Tamiflu for teens and kids because it was showing or manifesting psychotic behaviors, waking up in the middle of the night, hallucinating, climbing out of windows, walking into traffic. And again, we're still dealing with an FDA that has been granted authority to put things on the market that are clearly dangerous to the life and health and safety of children everywhere. And again, that brings out this very uncomfortable context of what we saw yesterday with the shooting. And nothing I'm about to say takes away from the tragedy, the loss of life. But let's recognize that modern medicine, allopathic medicine, as acknowledged and validated within the peer-reviewed literature, is the third leading cause of death in America every year. We're talking from bare minimum 106,000. It has been posited that it could be upwards of 784,000 Americans, men, women, and children, dying every year due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. Now, this doesn't happen all at once in a schoolyard, which is why it doesn't make the evening news typically. But what of those deaths? Are they any less important? And can we defend against those deaths, but yet our government itself, our regulatory agencies, the bureaucratic oligarchy, it is inducing this death via approval, Jonathan? You think about that context, it's horrific.
Well, the fact that the FDA admits that these drugs increase violent tendencies, and yet there is no approach other than cessation that is offered as a remedy. So what happens? You get a person whose behavior is bizarre and potentially harmful to themselves and to others. The parents want to see what's wrong with the child. They take the child to the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist says that the child is suffering from some diagnosis that he declares, which is predicated on more on sophistry than on scientific verite. It's just not provable. And he recommends a course of a drug treatment, invariably. They put them on drug treatment, and the drugs that they put them on are almost always ones that are associated with increased risk of suicide and violent tendencies. Then the child shows violent tendencies or attempts suicide, and then they take them back to the psychiatrist. And in some instances, they give them shock therapy as the result, or they will increase the dosage of the drugs, or the frequency of the taking of the drugs, or they'll add different drugs. And so then you're doping kids into a state where they're no longer associating with reality. They're hallucinating, they're experiencing these things. Don't you think that when you have such a large number of kids in the public schools receiving these drugs right at school, and then also being required to receive these drugs, that we should expect if the drug is known by the FDA to increase violent tendencies, that there would be increased incidence of violent tendencies given the enormous prescription of these drugs? How many kids, each person listening to this program, how many kids do they know who are in public school who are on these drugs? The numbers are staggering.
Staggering, yes, they are. And you know, you've added again to the subset within that annual rate of iatrogenic death. That it's a very real issue. That the very government agency supposed to protect the public from these things is enabling it and facilitating it, and even limiting the options beyond it. You know, case in point, the opioid crisis. Right, we have physicians, I know personally, doctors reporting great success in getting people off of opioids with, we've talked about this, cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive component of the hemp plant, the industrial hemp plant, cannabis. So there is no addictive quality, and yet the attacks on those who actually mention it. We've seen some homeopathic remedies being successful. We talked recently about Kratom reporting success in that regard. Yet attacks by the government are first and foremost, rather than, hey, we should look at this. This is a big crisis. And then Minnesota, their response to the opioid crisis, hey, maybe we should raise taxes on opioids, and that'll do it. I mean, there's crazy going on out there, Jonathan, instead of rationality.
Well, it's even worse because the American Psychiatric Association is such a powerful lobby in the medical industry behind the drug industry behind psychiatric drugs is such a powerful lobby that whenever these crises take place, they run to Capitol Hill and they say, see, the kid was he was on psychiatric medication. The issue is one dealing with psychiatric abnormalities. Solution of this problem lies in expanding the role of psychiatry in the schools, of mandating that every student have to have a psychological assessment, mandating that those that fail the assessment one way or another are required to take medication, line up and get those dollars going into the drug companies for the mandated lifelong ingestion of these drugs, and create, they're creating this industrial opportunity to institutionalize through federal legislation the mandating of the drugging of kids in school, the mandating of psychiatric evaluations of kids, even of and as is the common bureaucratic prophylactic approach, which so offends freedom, making all the kids go through the evaluation whether they've shown any problem or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then trusting the pseudoscience of psychiatry to be a end-all, be-all, perfect assessment such that kids are not wrongfully categorized simply because they have one idea or another that's viewed to be abnormal. You know, the whole thing is repulsive, and it's not the solution. The solution lies, as best I can tell, in a twofold approach. Getting rid of drugs from the market that increase that are known to increase the risk of suicide and violent behavior, and then secondarily training the faculty at schools in self-defense and in the use of weapons to arrest any perpetrator who threatens the institution with lethal force. And that combined approach, I would hope, would reduce the incidence of these problems. One or the other is likely to do it. But going on this massive federal spending spree to try to find ultimately what causes the brains in these kids who do this to tick in the wrong direction
is just an enormous waste.
It's akin to the federal spending on cancer cures. I mean, Richard Nixon announced, you know, the massive federal
war on cancer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling
total
you,
waste.
Jonathan, we're a very slow species to learn from our mistakes. Of course, when your, what do they say, when your livelihood depends upon not finding a solution, you will propose all things that sound like they're solutions but actually will never be. And that is a, you know, a dilemma we have to overcome as the power of the centralized bureaucracy, the federal government, has grown beyond cancerous levels. And this is why solutions aren't really proffered. They're danced around, but the reality is, as long as they can keep it going, people will still look to third parties like government to protect them improperly and too late, like we saw in the disaster in Broward County, Florida. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back to wrap up the special edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my good friend, stalwart for the Constitution, Jonathan E. Mord, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Jonathan Emord, for being such a good friend and also, again, that defender for the Constitution and the limitations on government. And I feel for you, my brother, because you do battle in a place where I can only visit and I feel like I have to bathe for a week to get Washington, D.C. wiped off of me. You know what I'm saying? And yet you're in there doing it all the time. You're stronger than I am.
Well, I work very hard to take multiple showers a day.
I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, did you see this out of California? Speaking of concept of feeling good about your country, apparently a school in San Ramon, high school in California, has determined that the national anthem is racially insensitive and is now banned it at athletic events and events at the school.
Well, some people are certifiable. This is ridiculous. I mean, here, these people have no comprehension of American history. They do not understand that Francis Scott Key was being detained in a British ship, looking through the porthole and hoping that a country that would stand for freedom would not be vanquished by a British foe in the War of 1812. He's sitting there in the harbor in Baltimore, looking through the portal, and he would know whether or not the United States, a country that would stand for freedom, would remain a nation or would be lost. The flag of the United States remained flying. And so he wrote the Star Spangled Banner. And it was a poem, and for years it wasn't our national song, until years later they adopted it because it epitomized the fight for freedom so well. So here are these brilliant chaps in California have decided to eliminate a song which stands for freedom on the notion that it is discriminatory. There could be nothing further from the truth, but more importantly, they missed the whole purpose of the Star Spangled Banner. They should be so appreciative of the fact that, unlike any other country in the world, here they live in a country where the flag, which embodies the fundamental concepts of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, is a nation where freedom is considered paramount in the law, And when it's violated by law, there's recourse. They can go to any other country of the world, maybe they prefer to be under Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and realize that their very ability to say that they don't like the national anthem would result in death. So it's a privilege for them to be able to do this, but it's a repulsive exercise because they simply lack comprehension in a way that is dangerous. When people don't understand the value of freedom, which is amazing, no one in a country that lacks it fails to understand it. All understand it when they're in a country where their freedoms are at stake constantly. And when their particular freedoms are at stake in this country, they all too late to the game come to understand the necessity for having a right to protect yourself under law. But they fail to grasp that, and so as a consequence, they call for dictatorship. They call to end the freedom. They call for no dissent from their opinion.
Yeah.
Look what these kids are doing. There are patriotic students in that school who appreciate this country. And for a moment in time, they're allowed the privilege to stand and salute the American flag as the national anthem's playing. But at this school, there's so much intolerance, they won't even allow them to do that. They deny them the privilege of saluting their own country and the emblem of freedom because they're intolerant and establishing a dictatorship that is in opposition to the right of free people to celebrate their freedom.
Jonathan, one of the things I've said over the years here is that some people will say, our strength is in our diversity. I hear that all of the time. And I translate that into saying, not really. Our strength is in our love of liberty. Because then it doesn't matter how diverse we are, in a sense. We're going to find a common ground. That is our love and defense of liberty. And I think that's lost when we over-identify with previous cultures, maybe our ancestry. And it's fine to appreciate our history. I love history, and I don't want it wiped out. That's why I didn't want the monuments taken out either. But the idea is because there's somebody is offended because of something happened in the past that we must shut it down and eliminate it from reality. This invites repetition. This invites more. This is why we talk about, from my Jewish heritage, never forget Yad Vashem, you know, the Holocaust. Because if you forget, you're likely doomed to repeat it. So with that, Jonathan, again, your love of liberty is here, and it's appreciated, and we'll continue carrying on with the Sacred Fire of Liberty each week.
Splendid, Robert.
All right. The power to heal, even politically, is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.